from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
He's Steiny. He overthrew Emmanuel Sanders.
Well, you're this Kenny Sandy Kanchak. You're a grown-ass man.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
He's back.
Return of the Mac.
I was arguing with the Young Bucks about this, Steiny. Chickering and Evan, I get what they're saying about Ayuk's number went up, but it's almost like you're saying a better player got you paid. And one thing we've seen is lesser players or lesser receivers than CeeDee Lamb get paid all summer long and it not get the Niners and Brandon Ayuk to come to an agreement. So I'm looking at it like, why would this one now?
CeeDee Lamb is signed with the Cowboys, 4 years, $136 million.
Damn.
That's 34 AAV, $100 million guaranteed, $38 million signing bonus, which was more than Justin Jefferson.
Man.
Does it impact Brandon Ayuk? I don't know. I don't know. We don't know so much about what's going on. And I'm not sure we ever will. Maybe some numbers will come out. Obviously, if the 49ers come to terms with Ayuk, the numbers will be what the numbers are.
You think he's lost any fans, Brandon Ayuk? Or are they going to stick up for him? And I understand it like I kind of did for Trent Williams. This is your last go-around, buddy. You're still balling. I get it. You'll be here before the Jets game. Do you think anybody's out there like, this is ridiculous now?
I mean, if I were a 49er fan, I would be less upset with Ayuk than Trent Williams. But that's me. That's just me.
Like, what is the snag? Is he asking for way too much? But I just highly doubt that, man.
Oh, you do?
Because he's a valuable part of what they do on offense, even if you guys keep, every day somebody reminds me, we don't throw the ball as much. We're the 32nd ranked team in regard to passing. Okay, but it's about when you pass. And this dude has shown you, Steiny, when he catches the ball, they're first downs, they're big plays. So, you know, not the Super Bowl, but that's a whole nother story. I'm just wondering how, there is no way, partner, he is a Niner, but not on the field or somehow on the pup list Monday. That would be the worst. This would then be a super debacle.
Yeah, I don't think he'll.
All right.
I think he'll be on the roster tomorrow. If for no other reason, then you preserve the ability to trade him still. But the one thing that, let me see if I can find the quote from, by the way, two prominent 49ers were at practice today. Quarterback Isaac Yiada, am I saying that right? Yiada, and then Ricky Pearsall.
That's big.
But he's got the blue no contact jersey.
Oh, yeah.
Pearsall does.
All right.
Let me see. Matt Mayoko on Twitter said, here's a quote from Kyle Shanahan that Matt Mayoko posted about 5 hours ago. Shanahan was asked about the most difficult aspect of piecing together the initial 53-man roster, and here's what Kyle Shanahan said. It's just connecting all the positions, and you have the unknowns with B.A. and Trent Williams right now.
And those are big unknowns.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. They absolutely are. 888-957-9570 is the number. 2 weeks until the opener against the Jets, and the 49ers still have no agreements with Ayuk or with Trent Williams. CeeDee Lamb just signed a contract today. 4 years, $136 million, $100 million guaranteed. $100 million guaranteed sounds like
highest
way
paid
more
man
than the 49ers would want to give Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah. No doubt.
Way more.
Right.
But I'm just speculating like everybody else out there who's monitored this situation. And the one thing we do know is Brandon Ayuk, if he does come back, he'll be catching passes from Brock Purdy. And Mike Sando of The Athletic has his quarterback rankings goo.
Okay. I can't wait for this.
And what's great about these are who participated in this. And I'll tell you exactly who participated in this to make it more legitimate. The panel who created this list consisted of 7 general managers, 8 head coaches, 12 coordinators, 12 executives, 8 assistant coaches, and 3 involved in coaching and analytics. So I think that's 50 guys who are all factors in the NFL. So this is a legitimate list. He's got 3 quarterbacks in tier 1. Mahomes, Burrow, Josh Allen. Those are the tier 1 quarterbacks. Do you have any issue with that? Does anybody else belong there?
I would take Josh Allen out of that.
You would take it out of that?
Yeah, I would take him out of that. I mean, he's going down the Dak Prescott road of, dude, you got a strong arm, you look like Hercules, but for whatever reason, I know you had the lead against the Chiefs in the playoffs and the defense squandered that, Steiny. I mean, when does winning or not winning become a part of, you know what, I'm going to take you out of there and put you almost in the Dak category, Josh Allen, because in the playoffs, you are a different player. That's what I believe. So my only issue with those 3 is I don't think Allen should be up there with Mahomes and Burrow. Nothing regular season, all playoffs. And you maybe say, Goo, you're messing up the assignment. But I would not have Josh Allen with those 2 players.
All right.
Burrow's been to a Super Bowl. He's beaten Mahomes. Didn't win one, but he's been there.
4th, Lamar Jackson. Stafford, Herbert. Those are the top 6. Mahomes, Burrow, Allen, Jackson, Stafford, Herbert. And then I'll just keep going. I'm at top 10. Okay, Aaron Rodgers, C.J. Stroud, Prescott, and Jared Goff. Jared Goff. So no Jalen Hurts in the top 10, no Brock Purdy in the top 10, and obviously the biggest snub, no Kirk Cousins in the top 10 either. He's 13th, Jordan Love 14th. And then we drop to tier 3, starting with Tua Tagovailoa. This poll, 50 NFL people, coaches, GMs, front office staff, they've got Brock Purdy as the 12th best quarterback in the NFL. Goo, do you have a problem with that? 12th.
I do.
Okay.
I do.
Should he be lower or higher?
He should be higher. And he should be higher than Justin Herbert, who, if this were take your shirt off contest and let's look at your DNA and your muscles and your height, Justin would win that. But that's not what this is about. We're talking about a guy that's taken his team in 2 years, Steiny, to a Super Bowl. That is Brock Purdy and an NFC championship game. His ability to, you know, read the line of scrimmage and get the ball out quick and his elusiveness, he's shown me so much that I'd put him higher than Josh Allen. I put him higher than Lamar Jackson, who hasn't sniffed a Super Bowl. Well, he got the AFC Championship last year home and lost that one. Stafford. Stafford is would go higher for me, Steiny, because he's won a Super Bowl. But Herbert, Stroud, Dak, and
Goff? Hurts?
Hurts beat him.
But here's the thing.
I'd have him about 6 or 7, Steiny, just because of what he's already done. And half of these bums haven't even gotten to that plateau. And I'm not going to say, oh, Kyle's his coach. If you ask me if everybody was in the same system, then it would be different.
Why don't we do it this way?
Okay. You can't hate
on
Brock,
man. Can I get Evan in here? We'll have a little contest.
He's your producer.
Right, but he's eating.
Oh, okay. Well, then.
All right. So here's the question. The question is not whether you would want this guy.
Next question.
The question is whether you think Kyle Shanahan would take this quarterback. So I'm going to run down the quarterback list, and I want everybody to be honest and tell me if you think Kyle would take these guys over Brock Purdy right now to quarterback the Niners.
For this season.
This season. Mm. Oh, because it's a big one. Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow.
Yes.
Josh Allen.
Yes.
Goo? You agree with all those?
Yep.
Lamar Jackson.
Nope.
I think you would.
Matthew Stafford.
Yes. Yep.
Justin Herbert.
Yes.
Yes.
I think he would, too. But you wouldn't, Goo.
No, I'm
you changing that one?
No, Kyle with Herbert, yeah, he would do that in a millisecond.
But you had Purdy below Herbert on your list.
No, I had him higher.
I mean higher, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So you would take Purdy over Justin Herbert?
For me personally, yeah. I would take, yeah, because yeah. he's one more.
That's fine.
All right.
Aaron Rodgers.
No, I'm taking Purdy. Oh, no, would Kyle take Aaron Rodgers? Yeah. I believe he would.
I don't think he would. I don't think he would at all.
Because of his personality or?
Yeah, he could. How the hell is Kyle Shanahan going to coach Aaron Rodgers?
The same way he was going to coach Brady.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I think it's more about Rodgers where he is as a quarterback.
Mm.
No, like Goose saying he wanted Brady at age 44.
Ostensibly.
He did.
He said that was the only guy who would replace Purdy.
That's what he said.
He told him that.
That's what he said. He also passed on him the first time.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I actually don't think Shanahan really, in his heart of hearts, would have wanted to coach Tom Brady.
Mm.
C.J. Stroud or Brock Purdy?
Stroud.
Oh.
Wow,
Goo, it's
man.
Just, we're having fun, Goo.
Yeah, Stroud.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Well, you're still asking me what I think Shanahan thinks,
Kyle, right?
Yeah, this is still Kyle. You think Kyle would take Stroud?
I'm going to give Stroud some love.
How about Dak Prescott?
Nope.
I think he'd rather have Purdy.
That's interesting.
Goff and Jalen Hurts. I think he'd rather have Purdy.
Well,
I do. I think he probably likes Purdy more than them. But
Hurts more than Goff, but I think he'd like Brock.
By the way, in this poll, nobody has moved up more since last year than Brock Purdy.
Oh, all right.
So he was 25th coming into last year, and now he's 12th.
Well, that's also because of the tiers.
True. True.
Like, the criteria is that Brock Purdy had started 5 games in the regular.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It was season, so he couldn't go higher than a certain tier.
Is there anybody in tier 3 who you would take over Brock Purdy? You guys now. Tua, Trevor Lawrence, Kyler Murray, Deshaun Watson, Baker Mayfield, Derek Carr, Geno Smith, Russell Wilson. And then we go, I think he'd rather have Purdy than any of those guys.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay. Does anybody have a problem with Brock Purdy being 12?
I think what hurts Brock a lot, too, is they feel like the system makes him more than giving him credit for being able to run the system. And that's my definition of a franchise quarterback. You guys asked me that earlier. Purdy's a franchise quarterback in this system right now because he's able to operate it high octane. To the degree of 2 NFC championships and a Super Bowl. So I'm not going to give you demerits because you got a lot of stuff around you. So do a lot of others. And Dak Prescott's had everything, and he can't even sniff an NFC championship game.
By the way, I don't think Shanahan would want Kirk Cousins over Brock Purdy.
Not right now. But no. When Purdy stumbles this year, if he does.
Well, at least he has 2 feet.
Hey,
that's
Evan.
A 3.
Why?
You know,
why is it a 3?
Because it was funny and witty.
It's dumb.
Because one quarterback, lost his Achilles last year.
I don't think
it's not
that.
Like he lost it. Well, he knows where it is.
Yeah, it's torn.
It was torn. It's been reattached.
And he'll be here, baby.
510 says Lamar Jackson should be tier 1.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, Cooper. If you don't win a Super Bowl, you're a bum.
No.
If you called these guys bums. You used the
term. You had everything at your disposal last year, Lamar. And for whatever reason, your offensive coordinator played the offense differently in Kansas City. A wounded Kansas City offense came in there and beat you. That was your year to go to the Super Bowl.
Well, I thought it was the 49ers' year.
Well, I'm talking about the AFC.
Well.
And they lost. Like,
right,
damn.
To the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah. Who, again, you heard the Steve Young cut. If you're ever going to get the Chiefs, it would have been last year.
Right. So that shows you how great they are.
Or Mahomes.
They weren't.
And Andy Reid.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Kyle's that great. I thought he was that great. I'm waiting on him.
Well, not everybody gets to win a Super Bowl every year. Hopefully the 49ers can get back there.
Well, they lost Tyreek Hill in continued success. If Kyle loses Brandon Ayuk, I got my popcorn to see if this Niner offense still is dominant.
I mean, look, I can't prove this. I'll never be able to prove it, but I think the 49ers could win a Super Bowl without Brandon Ayuk. I do.
You know what? They've been there without him, so I'm not going to say you're crazy for that at all. I'm looking around, Stoney, and I'm looking at that playoff run last year. Maybe I need to just get rid of that since the new season's starting. I don't have any answers as to why, with Brandon Ayuk, they still were kind of stagnant.
This from, where's the, what do you think of this? 650. Guys, I'm at the point, trade Brandon Ayuk and give that money to Trent Williams. Interesting.
He's your number, well, Debo. Who would you call the Niner number one receiver?
Debo Samuel. You know why? He's playing.
Well, you got me.
Last year you said he was a running back.
Yeah, but he's got to catch more now with Brandon Ayuk not there. He'll try to stick it to me, Evan. I know what you're trying to do there. And
give it to week six.
And keep in mind that I just do that just to do it.
Oh, my God.
What?
Well, no, just you, man.
Just like.
You were missed.
Just like when the Niners move Kittle over to left tackle. Better hope that doesn't happen. Trent Williams. Yeah, he's all in.
The guy who hasn't been here has been the quietest. His holdout has been the quietest. The guy that's not here, who expected, you would think he would be getting all kind of just hail from the fans. It's been quiet on the set. Well, because there hasn't been any trade. This is crazy, man. I hope Evan's right, and other people out there on social media are saying maybe the movement is right around the corner on this situation. But somehow, both parties need closure.
You know, the one thing I was saying last week, Goo, to Evan is, like, I think one of the reasons Purdy is 12th, it has nothing to do, like, I know, and people think that many underestimate Purdy because he's got such a great team around him, and Kyle Shanahan's great with quarterbacks. But I think the answer is just that Brock Purdy's only played a season and a half. He's only played 21 regular season games.
But he's been almost perfect in those.
Okay. But he's only played 20. You don't think he could regress after two years?
Oh, no. And that's why I think this is.
So that's why people don't have him up at five right now, because they definitely need to see more. I mean, I bet if we went down that list, there's who has less experience than Purdy, but is higher in the rankings?
C.J. Stroud.
Okay, that's one guy. And why is C.J. Stroud the flavor of the month right now?
Well, he took a team that people had him for dead to the playoffs. That was a magical
year.
And
now they're supposed to be better.
Yeah.
So let's see what happens to him this year.
And him, no doubt, Stoney.
If he takes a step back.
But don't you think in those 21 games from a Brock Purdy standpoint, a lot of D, and we're talking playoffs, high caliber games, have gotten tape on him, and they still, you know, he's still effective. Now, is that the system? Is that the coach? Is that the play calling? Like, I've done with all that. I'm watching intently, but I know a quarterback when he can play or not, Stoney. And
okay.
This dude's making, almost won a Super Bowl. He didn't, but he got him there.
All I'm saying is, I think Brock Purdy's pretty good, but I also realize he's quarterbacked 21 regular season games.
Right.
21. And it's not. And that's the reason people aren't sold on him yet, or that's the reason people put him at 12 in a quarterback list, or that's the reason that maybe he doesn't get the respect of anybody else.
But all those, quick, all those finish, other guys, he had won that game in Las Vegas February.
Well, he didn't.
But Hattie, would
he
you?
He did not.
Would that be worth 31 games of regular season? Well, I'm just asking you. Would you still be saying
no? No, he's quarterback. He's been their quarterback for 1.5 years. Period.
Yeah, but with a chip, would you be like, oh, he's legit?
It would be a great resume booster, but it doesn't mean that he's going to be a great quarterback for the next five years.
I was just asking clarity.
I mean, I'm like, that's the thing. He's the idea that Brock Purdy might not take a step back this year, I think it's very possible, especially if he doesn't have IU.
And I agree.
And then what are we looking at? That's why when people, oh, he's going to get paid. Well, we'll see. He probably will get paid.
Because early on, it looks like, Stani, from afar, he's mastered the system. He's mastered his offense. Again, when I say master, he's not perfect. But that, I'd be willing to bet anybody as you get further down the road, especially had they won that game against the Chiefs.
But they didn't, Koo. No, they're not a Super Bowl champion. But stop thinking they are. Like, that's the other thing that's bothered me about the 49ers.
What part of what I'm saying is making you think that I just answered your question and said I agree that Brock Purdy, this is a big year because of the 21 games. But you got to look in its totality, what the amount of games, the importance of the games, the biggest game, he's done pretty good for himself. I'm not telling you he can't regress, but looking at you now, don't you think that's kind of a long shot?
No.
Especially with Kyle as his coach? That's what I'm saying. Like,
what I'm saying is I'll judge Brock Purdy more. We'll have more to know about Brock Purdy if he signs for $50 million. That's the only thing I care about. He's a really, really good quarterback right now.
Yeah.
He's making $1 million. Yeah. If he's making 50, they might want him to be better than he is right now. They might expect
him to be
better.
At that point, he'd have to live up to the contract.
Exactly.
But the point is, he's earned the contract.
He has not earned the contract yet. I don't think.
I'm saying that predicated on him having a pretty good season and they go to the playoffs, Donnie. I'm like, at that point, I'm all bets are on for me that he's going to get or be the highest paid QB in the game.
For just getting him to the playoffs?
I mean, Jordan Love got him to the play, won his team, and he's the highest paid.
Right.
That's the market.
Right.
But I'm like, oh my gosh, what am I missing?
Well, I don't know. The point is if Brandon Ayuk's the eighth best receiver in the game, why aren't they paying him? I'm not making.
Maybe
because he's asking for,
or they think he's replaceable, and that's why they drafted Ricky Pearsall in the first round,
right? And maybe the 49ers, if Brock Purdy comes to the table and's like $57 million, please.
But who's your Pearsall though, Stani? I mean, you know what I mean. There's no other replace. Well, hey, I like Dobbs. I like his style, but you know what I'm saying. This is Brock's thing for the next umpteen years until they decide to do.
And that's not like. I don't believe that yet. The next umpteen years?
Well, I just hate that you think I'm thinking he's coming in here with a scholarship as far as there can't be regression. They haven't figured him out. But I'm just saying, hey, Brock, if you can duplicate last year, you're probably going to get the money. You're probably going to be the highest paid quarterback in the game.
I don't think he will be. I don't think he will ever be the highest paid.
Even New York saying that a couple years ago, and I know that was just
screwed things up, actually.
How so?
The more I think about it,
I thought he was being honest.
Yeah, he set this up. Jed York has set up this offseason. Because before Brock Purdy ever did a damn thing, or when he was just in the process of starting, Jed York announced to everybody that this guy, who's played a season and a half, will reset the quarterback market.
Well, they were ready for him, Steiny.
Reset the quarterback market. 21 regular season games, 5 playoff games, and Jed York goes out and says he will reset the market. How do you think that makes Brandon Ayuk feel, who's been in the league 4 years? Trent Williams, who's been in the league 12 years? Christian McCaffrey, who's been in the league 8 years? You can't tell me that the players on the San Francisco 49ers didn't think, hey, listen, we love Brock Purdy too. He's done a great job for us. We'd be in big trouble without him. But why would you say after a year and a half, when we know the quarterback position takes years and years and years to become a great quarterback, why would you Why would you say he is going to reset the market before he's earned resetting the market?
And I know we're up against it, but when we get back, so do you think Jordan Love's teammates are snickering? Like, how the hell is this dude?
Maybe.
No, Stoney, you worry about your own contract.
Well, that's what you think, but I don't think that's true. I'm not saying that they're going to begrudge Brock Purdy whatever he gets paid. What I'm saying is the owner said he was going to reset the market in his second year after just 2 years of quarterbacking. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. And on the other side, what's coming up? We're going to get more into this. And you know what? We can get into what Jed York said about Brock Purdy and why he said it so early in his career and whether or not it did have an effect. 888-957-9570. What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
Stiney, you're wrong, buddy.
I like that thing.
Now, back to Stiney and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. I got a puzzler for you. I got a puzzler for both you guys. So, here's a question for you. Who's better? You know, who's been a better quarterback for the Niners over the last 5 years? Was it Garoppolo or Brock Purdy?
Wow, I think it's a tie right now. And the reason I think you're going to looking at me crazy is Jimmy's kind of ended. We saw the ending, but he's got him to a Super Bowl, an NFC Championship game he lost. So, you know, that's why I just pointed out that Brock has not done anything that Jimmy hadn't done under Kyle.
Well, then why do you think they're going to make him the highest paid quarterback just because they made Jimmy the highest paid quarterback back then?
Because one is way younger. The inception, the embryo of watching Brock just play his first NFL football game.
See, I think Brock's better. I think Brock has quarterbacked the Niners better.
And again, I'm not saying you're wrong. I actually agree with that. But, Stiney, we got to put respect on what Jimmy has done. Okay. Multiple NFC championship games and a Super Bowl.
Like, that's what I'm getting at. Who?
But what's around him is
thank you.
Is Purdy.
Right. So all I'm saying is we keep talking about Purdy like he is already a made man. And I would submit he's no more made than Jimmy was. Brock Purdy's quarterback, 21 regular season games. What was his record in those? 17-4. Jimmy Garoppolo's first 24 games with the Niners,
he had that worked
19-5.
Yeah.
Their playoff records. Purdy's 4-2. Garoppolo's 4-2. And now here's the question I really want to ask. Who got to quarterback the better team?
Brock Purdy.
Thank you. So Jimmy Garoppolo, 19-5, 4-2, and didn't have a great team or nearly as great a team around him as Brock Purdy. Purdy's 17-4, 4-2, and has a better team to quarterback.
But I'll say this to that, and I'm not mad at you for that, and I appreciate it. But the bottom line, Stiney, there was a roller coaster with the Jimmy Garoppolo experience that you don't get with Brock Purdy, i.e. the Super Bowl. There were a litany of reasons why the Niners didn't win the Super Bowl, but it was not the obvious glare that we got from Jimmy when you saw on a bad day, he was the ultimate weak link. That's what I think the difference is.
Stiney, who do you think was more important in their playoff victories, Brock Purdy or Jimmy Garoppolo?
Probably Purdy.
I would say it's undoubtedly Purdy.
But how, okay, let me just ask you this. How the hell did Garoppolo get the 49ers to a Super Bowl?
They ran the ball 47 times in an NFC Championship game.
And they suffocated Aaron Rodgers and Kirk Cousins in the playoffs and Matt Stafford. They had a damn good team, defense too.
Okay. I'm just saying, like, somebody here on the text line, remember Jimmy Garoppolo did not lose a game with McCaffrey when McCaffrey played with him.
But he got hurt.
I know he did.
And that's who ultimately decided his fate. His body let him down. And remember the 1 year of the five that they didn't go, Jimmy got hurt. High ankle sprain. So he was become best ability Steiny is. Joel in Berkeley.
Motherfucker. Yeah. Not doing that.
Availability, people.
Yeah. Hey, Joel, what's going on, man?
It's a guy, yeah.
Hey, man, just out here working, running around. I just on the Purdy and the question that came up just now, I would say the difference is 100%. Purdy's consistent. You can see he's consistent. Also, he's super young and getting better. I think he's already better than Jimmy, and I think there's a lot more room for him to get even better. And, yeah, he's consistent. But on the Aiyuk thing, I had a question. Yeah. I don't know the answer to this. Do signing bonuses count against the cap?
I think the answer is no, because they still take that $38 million out of the guaranteed money that the player is owed. But that's the money that can be, that's the money I think that can be moved around a little bit, if you know what I mean.
Right, so this is what I'm saying. Our problem is we got to pay Purdy next year, and made man, whatever. We got to pay him something. It's going to be expensive. Why don't we just say, Brandon? Look, man, you want $30 million a year? That's fine. We're going to give you a $10 million a year salary, and we're going to give you, let's say, 4 years of $30 million, $80 million up front. Here it is, signing bonus. Take your $80 million. Go talk to Andre Iguodala about how to invest it. And you're down the road, your grandchildren will be set. And then next year, his cap hits $10 million, and thereafter. And if it's that easy, it would be flabbergasting that's that easy. But why don't we just do that? And hey, wouldn't be $80 million in your hand right now as a signing bonus be better than guaranteed money down the road? I think so. You got the money. Now all the investment opportunities are yours and nobody else's. What's wrong with that?
Well, I love the thinking, but I'm going to leave it to the professional, Steiny. But I'm not mad at him.
Ryan's in Irvine. What's up, Ryan? How you doing, man?
I'm good. Hey, thanks for taking the call.
Yeah.
Real quick, I guess, on the topic, the stats can tell you, you can use it to your advantage sometimes, you know?
Sure.
You can kind of make the numbers be whatever you want them to look like. But if you just watch football, Kyle loves Purdy. Purdy is ascending as a quarterback. He hasn't plateaued. He doesn't have to cover up for the quarterback like he had to do with Jimmy. Plus, Kyle's old school. The effort matters, you know? And Jimmy just didn't put forth the effort or the amount of effort that Kyle thought he should have, you know? So they're not good comparisons to each other, you know? But what I wanted to talk about is, I think Aiyuk has played this contract negotiation perfectly. I hate it as a Niner fan, but he has done exactly what he said he was going to do all along.
Yeah.
And I don't know why we don't talk about this that much, but Aiyuk said this from the beginning. His agent said this from the beginning. They were going to wait till everyone signed. They weren't going to rush to sign a contract because they knew all these other contracts were coming up. Let them set the market. And then with the CD news dropping today, it's like Aiyuk just, I mean, in my opinion, he's just like smiling, watching this happen, you know? And I blame the Niners. The Niners, how do you not see this coming? If you knew our number can never be 30, 31, whatever it is, then you have to trade them before the draft. I mean, they have botched this, you know?
And real quick before you go, I would say I would not use the word perfect. And the only reason I wouldn't use the word perfect is this, how he's handling and going about it might cost him his tenure with the Niners. Because not knowing the closure or the finality of how this is going to end, I can't use perfect. And if Brandon Aiyuk ends up in Washington and let's just say he gets paid, I wouldn't say that was perfect because, yeah, you stood your ground, but it cost you your tenure with the Niners. So perfect, Steiny, I can't use.
But he wants to play with Washington, doesn't he? And his friend is a quarterback, Jaden Daniels.
See, I get he wants to stay in San Francisco and get paid.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Why don't we come in tomorrow and he's on the Commanders?
I don't know who. I don't know what team he's going to be on.
Perfect.
Let's go to Rich. Rich is in Fremont. Hey, Rich, what's going on, man?
What's up, guys?
Hey,
I'm out here dealing with these pests.
Richie,
hey, my guys are always at Echo. Okay.
Yeah.
Turn the radio down. Brother.
Hey, thank you, buddy.
So that other guy that wrote it and texted in and said that, you know, what they ought to do is trade Brandon Ayuk and give that money to Trent Williams.
Yeah.
But see, if I'm the brain trust of San Francisco and I'm John Lynch, I already know we don't have to do that. We do not have to trade Ayuk. He's on contract for this year.
Yep.
And I would just sit down with his agent and just tell him, say, hey, look, you know, you got 1 year on this contract. We're going to pay you $14 million. And guess what? You ball out this year, guess what? We'll pay you after the season. Because at that point, you got everybody back. Trent's there. He's paid. Brandon has to pay out that year. And guess what? With everybody back, you got a better chance to win the Super Bowl. Now, he balls out. They win the Super Bowl. They got no choice but to pay him at that point. But that's the route I would go if I'm John Lynch. Thanks, guys. Oh, by the way, I will be at the Red and Gold Summit.
There you nice. Go. There you go, Richie.
Thanks, Rich. Appreciate it. The Red and Gold Summit, by the way, September 4th. It's the 2024 Red and Gold Summit. Set for Wednesday, September 4th. That's a week from this Wednesday. Once again, we're going to be live from beautiful Fremont Bank, 39150 Fremont Boulevard. Willard and Dibs, they're going to be live from 2 to 4. And then all the hosts join from 4 to 6 to get you ready for another football season. Come out and join the fun. It's open to the public. First come, first served.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Stoney, I can't wait for that. He got me thinking, but this has to be totally off the table, that IU could be like, you know what, I concede, I'll come back and play on the fifth year. But the previous caller just mentioned that Brandon's been playing this perfectly. Could you, I mean, that could keep him in uniform, Stoney, and then they decide, Nick, there's no way you're doing what you're doing now, standing on business, and then going to say, you know what, we play the Jets in 5 days, I'll come back and play for the fifth, can you? There's no way that's on the table.
I don't know. I said this on Friday. There's nothing. Zero right now. And I think 49er fans would agree with me. Like, there's nothing right now that could happen with Ayuk that would shock me. If he got traded, it would not shock me right now. If he got signed to a long-term contract, would not shock me. If he's in uniform week one, it would not shock me. If he's not in uniform week one, it wouldn't shock me.
See that? Oh, my gosh.
It wouldn't.
Yeah.
Not after what we've watched for the last 6 months or right. What we've heard.
But the one thing, Stoney, that you're trying to avoid is having closure or having the availability of Brandon Ayuk against the Jets. So that still is all out in front of you.
That's no deadline for them.
No, and that's why I said Joe Shasky, they butchered this. If somehow he's still on the team and he's not available or in uniform come week one against the Jets.
They may have butchered it already.
And I'll be shocked if he's traded. That's my ultimate shock. Like, I've been ready for it and kind of – but if you're going to tell me San Francisco 49ers, your brass in front office – that this dude is not a part of your future because of some chicken?
Yeah.
I'll be and Brock Purdy and him, you know, that it could be Rice in Montana.
What's the difference?
Like, my goodness.
What's the difference between the 49ers not wanting to pay Brandon Ayuk and them not wanting to pay DeForest Buckner? Like, what's the difference? I don't think there is one.
I'm being real. I can make a case, Stoney, that yeah, you got to a Super Bowl, but you could have won it had you had DeForest Buckner. And the two guys that you chose, Ward and Armstead, are no longer a point of you. Like, I'm just saying, Stoney, you asked me. I'm thinking they might have learned from that. And okay.
Then now just give in to Brandon Ayuk. You know, they don't look at DeForest Buckner. Let me tell you, they don't think, oh, if we had DeForest Buckner, we would have won a Super Bowl. I don't think they look at it like that.
At all.
No. I don't. Kyle Shanahan? I don't think Kyle Shanahan would say we could have won two Super Bowls without Buckner.
Well, yeah, we thought Kinlaw was going to be able to step in and do something, and how'd that work out? And now we're talking about D-line depth.
Do you believe that the decision-making can be sound, but the result doesn't work?
I do. That's like,
and that's what I think they thought with DeForest Buckner.
But with that, not okay.
So just because if they thought the decision was sound with Buckner, they just drafted Kinlaw who didn't work out. But they would say, you know what? I think we'd still do that 9 out of 9 times.
And maybe they did it with Pearsall. Maybe he's Kinlaw at the receiver position because they're going to say night night to Brandon.
Maybe.
But how's that? If we just leave it there, how's that looking thus far? Dude missed all the preseason.
I mean, he's practicing today.
Yeah.
Justin in San Jose. What's up, Justin? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's going on, Steiny? Welcome back, Goo.
Hey. Thanks.
Hey, I wanted to take it back to the, I don't know, maybe like 10 minutes ago, the Jimmy G and Brock Purdy segment. Steiny, I just wanted to know your thoughts on Jimmy G having a wide-open Sanders and him throwing it basically into the stands. And then that 2019 NFC Championship game where he had 8 attempts. I just wanted to know, because it felt like you didn't have enough respect on Purdy's name.
No, what I'm making a comparison between, I think Purdy's better than Jimmy Garoppolo. But the numbers up until this point are very similar in terms of they both went 4-2 in the postseason. One guy was 17-4, one guy was 19-5. I think most people would tell you that the team that Garoppolo quarterbacked was not quite as good as the team that Purdy quarterbacked. But my bigger point is this, is that I'm not convinced that Kyle Shanahan, like somebody said, Shanahan loves Purdy. And I thought to myself, I think he likes him. I don't know that he loves him. We'll know that he loves him after he gets paid. Mm. That's all. But I think Brock Purdy is better than Jimmy Garoppolo. But all I'm doing is I'm cautioning that Jimmy Garoppolo had a lot of success for this team. And I think there were times in his first 2 or 3 years when we all thought that he was going to be the franchise quarterback until injuries and then his play made it otherwise.
Right on. I just wanted to say that.
Yeah,
love you guys. Love the show.
Thank you, Justin. Appreciate the call.
But you will admit, Steiny, it does feel different, though. Even when the Niners lose under Brock, and again, it's funny, and I'm not saying you're doing this. We talk about team when we talk about Brock winning, and then when we talk about Garoppolo losing, it was just on him. Brock's a better quarterback than Jimmy. It looks and feels different, right? Even when they lose,
what looks
not
and
that
feels different is their offense is loaded way more than it was with Jimmy Garoppolo.
So you feel like I'm selling Jimmy short or anybody for that matter?
No.
But we're pointing out the real. This is the best Niner offense under Kyle, and Jimmy didn't get to work with it.
Exactly.
And still.
But I don't think he would have done it. Look, I think Purdy is better than Garoppolo. All I'm saying is the numbers in terms of the wins and the playoff record, they're very, very similar. And I think most people will tell you that this offense is way more loaded than the offense that Garoppolo quarterbacked. And so when I put all that together, that's why I just, you know, Purdy needs to have another good year. And the 49ers need to make the playoffs and win some games again. And then, yeah, Purdy's going to get paid.
But what if
he gets hurt?
Then all bets are off.
Exactly.
But and this is just me. There's no better feeling as a football coach to know you got what you deem your franchise quarterback. And the debacle that was Trey Lance, Jimmy G at the end, I mean, that stuff is tiresome. So to me, Steiny, my ultimate goal is to know I got the most important position taken care of, and that's whoever I'm paying, but especially a guy that's gotten us to a Super Bowl, gotten us to the NFC Championship game. And, you know, for the people that say, and I love that analogy, yeah, I love him at his cost, it is right now, but what about when I got to put fifth? But if he's showing you time and time and time again, he can lead you to the promised land or get you damn close. to me, that's half the battle of searching.
With a loaded team.
But isn't he part of the load? Isn't he part of the weapon, though?
But they won't be able to be loaded when they pay him. Like, all
of that will then present different challenges down the road. But you're going to have to make a decision before you get down there and find that out.
Maybe not. Maybe Brandon Ayuk doesn't play this year. And then Purdy has the year he has. And then we have to put that information into what we're going to decide to pay him.
Well, financially, you're okay. You're better then. But, Steiny, at what cost do you find out something you never wanted to get the answer
to? Well, like I said, this is where you and I differ. I mean, I would like to pay Brock Purdy after I know what kind of team he's going to quarterback.
Wow.
Not a team that I know won't have certain guys to help either protect him or to catch balls from him. That's just me. And, you know, I just think that – so in 2019, the 49ers go to the Super Bowl. Then – Garoppolo gets hurt.
The COVID year.
Then he comes back, and what, they go to the playoffs that year?
Lose to the Rams in the NFC Championship.
Right. And I'm just saying, I think at that point.
Had a 10-point lead.
Yeah, I just think at that point, nobody thought, Jimmy's not going to be our quarterback in a couple years. You would say, why would you say that? Well, because we didn't realize he was going to get hurt, and we didn't realize he was going to regress.
Or Kyle was already having a wandering eye.
Maybe Kyle's having a wandering eye right now. Who knows?
I mean, who saw Trey Lance coming? Nobody did. Even if there was no Jimmy Stoddy.
Michael in Palo Alto. What's up, Michael? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Man, so, yeah, just real quick, before I get to my point, the signing bonuses thing,
yeah, right.
I think a caller from the last, yeah, so basically it's spread out,
yes.
So it's like a player signs a $50 million signing bonus, it's prorated and spread out each year, so like it'd be an average of like $10 million per year, it's a 5-year contract, that's how it works. So with Purdy, yeah, man, I've made this point before, I kind of agree with that. It's like you give him $60 million a year, that roster of all pros, you're going to lose three guys at least just based off of that big contract. He's going from $1 million, $60 million annually. You better hope he's a top five quarterback in the league, because if he's not, you're screwed. And you lose all those all-pro, Pro Bowl caliber players. You better hope he can carry you, and this might be the year, especially if Ayuk's gone, or if they're going to have a challenging season, I think, to start. You're going to see what he's made of, but I agree. I don't think you automatically go into this offseason, oh, he makes a wild card round, he makes a division round, you give him $60 million. I don't know if he's that good.
Yeah, and thanks, Michael. I appreciate the call. Yeah, I think we'll see. With Brock Purdy. And like that is the way I think about it, too, is, okay, you have a good year. Purdy has a good year, and you give him $55 million. Okay, well, Debo's gone next year, let's say. And Trent Williams retires. And McCaffrey begins to show his age. And what if you realize you don't have a top five quarterback? You have a guy who's really good, but you don't have a top five quarterback. That would be my worry.
And my worry is, when do you start putting Brock into the discussion of we're winning because of him and what he's bringing to the table?
Well,
and how much is that worth?
Well, I don't know. I'm asking you, who's more? Is there anybody more important on off? Everything I hear from 49er fans is McCaffrey's
Trent
the best. Trent Williams,
and then Purdy.
What about Debo Samuel?
No, man, I love Debo, but he ain't more important than the quarterback.
I don't know. I mean, Debo Samuel makes the 49ers an incredibly dynamic team at times.
Well, I can tell you what. I'll tell you this. Yep. I can make a case that Debo was more impactful under Jimmy because they didn't have McCaffrey in the way that they used him.
Yeah, I think you're right. 888-957-9570 is the number if you want to jump into the conversation. Download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. That segment also brought to you by Floor & Decor.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.